Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today is the day of All Souls, commemoration of All Souls, a day in which we pray and make sacrifices for all the faithful departed. And it's a day when we exercise fraternal charity in this way, you know, to remember our brothers and sisters who have died and that we are capable of helping them and relieving their sufferings. It's also a day in which Our Lady exercises her own maternal and merciful love for souls. Our Lady told Saint Bridget that she is the queen and mother of those who are in that place of expiation, and that her prayers mitigate their sufferings to a great extent, especially for those who during their lifetime had a particular devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Right, so we see that one devotion that can help us if we find ourselves in purgatory after death is devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. And remember, this revelation to Saint Bridget took place before the revelations of Fatima, okay, when Our Lady said that God wanted to establish in the world devotion to her Immaculate Heart. So we see how powerful and how pleasing devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart is. Our Lady frees souls from purgatory, especially on Saturdays. Today is Saturday. And also on her feast days. A Saint Peter Damian wrote of a certain lady having received an apparition from her deceased godmother, who said that during this great solemnity, that is the Assumption she was talking about, the Queen of Heaven descended into the midst of the purgatorial flames and delivered me, together with a large number of other souls, so that we might enter heaven on the feast of her Assumption. She exercises this great act of clemency each year, and on this occasion alone, the number of those whom she delivered equals the population of Rome. All right, so we see Our Lady's great love and solicitude for the souls in purgatory, and we should learn from her. And we should, if possible, also make a visit to a cemetery today to say some prayers for the souls of the departed and to gain a plenary indulgence for them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.